help my DTC grow. Strategies and quick wins that build up 8-figure DTC brand.
How can your e-commerce business unlock email marketing success? Martin van Rijn is a trailblazer in e-commerce. With 4.5 years of experience, including a specialized focus on email marketing, Martin has a track record of delivering results, reaching over 12 million people and creating 8,000 plus email campaigns. He's been a catalyst for 15-20% plus revenue growth for his clients. You will get the answers to the following questions. What are the key strategies to build an email list for e-commerce businesses? How can e-commerce businesses boost email deliverability? What are the best practices that you should optimize email campaigns for conversions?
And of course, I'm here to help your DTC brand grow, so I asked all my favorite questions at the end. Books to read, mistakes to avoid, quick growth tips, and tools to use. Now let's get ready!
What do you think, guys? What are some effective strategies for building an email list for an e-commerce store? And how can these businesses optimize this process? So just start with the beginning, how to collect email addresses.
What you need to have, first of all, is a healthy domain. If you are sending out emails, email providers are going to look at, okay, what type of domain is this? Does it have a good reputation? Are people actually opening and clicking on emails from this domain? Because this information is already out there. There are databases that have established a reputation about your email address, about your IP address. It's always hard to get back from a domain that doesn't have a good reputation. It's much easier to maintain a healthy reputation. So always use a clean, healthy domain. Make sure that your DNS is correctly configured. So set up your spam filters correctly. And also suppress people that are not engaging with your emails, that are not engaged with your domain. If you start from there, you know that emails will land inside the inbox. And the other two things that are really important are, yes, sending relevant and engaging content and making sure that you send that content on the right time. I already described that a bit just now, but you need to check for any spammy text or bad links or any spammy content that you wouldn't want it to be screamy or spammy, because that way you prevent spam complaints, and that also helps maintaining a healthy domain. And this is especially important in the start of your email marketing setup, because you haven't gained that momentum yet. You probably still have a small list of emails, at least most small business e-commerce business owners do. Yeah, in that phase of your email list, it's really easy to tumble it over and end up with a bad reputation. You also need to have your GDPR correctly in place. So you should have opt-in off in your checkout, because that's not compliant with privacy regulations, both in the US or in Europe. So you need to either check that off, and maybe in some cases also have double opt-in in place. This is something that's a double verification, that from your mailbox you can actually verify that you indeed subscribe to someone's newsletter. Like I said, if you from there send content at the right time, and that's something you have to figure out by testing, you are pretty much set up for success.
Great. So we have an email list and they opt in. It's good with GDPR and all the other privacy issues. How could I ensure that my emails are arriving to those inboxes? So what about email deliverability?
First of all, I told you a little bit already about healthy practices and relevant engaging content and sending content at the right time. From there out, what you need to do is just dive into the analytics, because this is not a one-time thing. You can just practice and not monitor. You need to get into your email service provider. Maybe it's a tool like Klaviyo, but you could also use a tool from Google called Postmaster, in which you can see if you have a high spam rate or if emails are actually opened by people. This is really helpful information for you to determine if your emails actually land in the inbox. You could also test it out yourself by sending yourself an email and seeing if it ended up in the inbox, but that doesn't give you an idea about the whole scale of things. Like, you are only one out of 100 people, so you need to check how emails actually deliver on a bigger scale. So the only way to do that is by having an analytics tool in place, which helps you monitor performance. And if you want to solve a bad sender reputation, you need to have all these healthy practices in place.
So they opt in, open rates are high. What about raising conversion rates? How could visual stuff could back up this? Or what are the other best practices to increase conversion rates from emails? Also, Damien or Martin could answer it.
Yeah, call to action above the fold. That's one. then making sure maybe the color codes are the same as the web shop.
Yeah, you're not talking about multiple metrics, because when we talk about email, we talk about open rates, we talk about click-through rates, and we talk about how much is actually purchased after someone leaves an email. And this also really is integrated with the store experience, of course, because people might, an email list is built of existing audience. So it might be, it's plausible that these people have already visited the store once, and they've probably seen an ad, or they've probably got engaged with some content from this webshop already before. So we are also talking about the whole customer experience. And if you want to influence conversion rates in email, indeed, like Damien said, content related, you can have a CTA above default, but you also have to look at, okay, what is my current email performance? And what could we, for example, change on the landing page? Sometimes those things can lead to bigger performance improvements than tweaking things inside emails. What I'm trying to say is that you have to look at things as a whole, that you have to look at both the website and the whole customer journey before just looking for the solution inside email marketing.
Damien, do you have any other thoughts about it?
Yes, I agree with Martin, but I think your question was specific for email marketing. Was that right?
Yep.
So, like I said before, above default. And so there are a couple more things where you can focus on making sure that the email doesn't take too much focus for the one that's reading the email. If it's an email that's existing out of hundreds of words, the chance that someone is not reading the whole email is higher than if you keep it like simple, straight to the point, good call to action, good offer, you show some scarcity, and then the email probably will work better. But it also depends, of course, on the web shop. Is it a brand? Is it a drop shipping? Is it a consultancy company? Is it a dental web shop? Like, it depends on a lot of things. But the most simple things, what we see, is keep the email simple, not too much task, simple design. Of course, the design needs to be similar to the web shop. For example, what color codes is the web shop? Is the brand using? What kind of creatives are they using? And make sure that it's like compliant with the web shop. If you focus on these things, then you will see a big improvement in your emails. And of course, split testing. Maybe headline one is not as good as headline two. And if you don't split test that, then you don't know what's working better. And if you focus on these things, split testing and what is the vision and the mood board of the web shop, of the brand, for example, then you can improve a lot.
I know it's a complex situation where DTC brands find themselves. Like, 3 years ago, paid ads were enough and maybe a bit of email marketing, but now it's not enough. Paid marketing, email marketing, also retention marketing, acquiring new customers, and so on. And maybe they should be a media company afterwards, after a few years. But how could they onboard customers on their brand, or do they need to onboard their customers in some ways, maybe with email marketing, maybe with other stuff that you are real experts on it? So how could new customers will know about the products and would be a repetitive buyers for this brand?
If you decide indeed email marketing is the solution, then you could do it two ways, really, essentially. It's email flows, which are automated emails like a Bennett card or a welcome series with a pop-up on your website, or you could send them campaigns on a recurring basis for events like Black Friday or Valentine's Day. Yeah, I do think it's important to reach out to your customers actively, to your existing audience, because it increases your average order value from each and every customer. We call this customer lifetime value. And this is indeed, like, in a world where paid ads are really expensive, it's a much cheaper way to do customer acquisition than through email, which doesn't cost a lot if you compare it to paid ads.
Talked about, Martin, in the pre-interview that there could be a use of AI in email marketing. With this hype around ChatGPT, of course, everybody wants to write their emails with ChatGPT and AIs. But how could they improve email marketing efforts with AI? And how could they be unique in the world where everybody uses AI? Martin or Damien, you could all answer this.
I would say that also depends on what is the vision and the mission of a brand or dropshipper or other companies that are having websites. Because AI, it can save a lot of hours, so it can also save a business a lot of money. So they can use that money to spend it on other departments in their business. On the other side, maybe it will decrease the quality of the copywritings, or it can maybe increase the quality of the copywritings. You can also use AI to create creatives, but I'm not sure if a company like Apple will create their copywriting with an AI, because maybe their copywriters are way better than AI. So we are still new to AI, but I think that for companies that find it hard to find a good copywriter or a really good employee that understands how to create the right creatives, that they can level it up with AI. But if I were a company like Apple, I think they will not use AI as fast as companies that are startups, because it's hard to find a copywriter that totally understands how to write a good converting copywriting, or someone that creates creatives that understands how to create the right creative, and with AI that can level it up, but it can also screw it up.
Yeah, and you also have to know the prompt that you want to feed the AI.
Exactly, and that's a whole other story. Like, what are you going to feed the AI? So for some businesses, it can improve the business, but it can also mess up the business, I would say. But that's always...
Maybe people will be a sense.
Yes, but that's always, if you're going to use AI, for example, as a copywriter, make sure that the copywriter is actually creating the copywriting in AI and not someone that has no experience if it comes to copywriting. If the copywriter is creating the copywriting to try to improve the copywriting, then I would say... yes, use it, because it will increase the copywriting if the copywriter will actually read the copywriting and give it a grade. But I will not I will not replace it for another person that's just using AI to create a copywriting while he has no knowledge about copywriting. So it has pros and cons.
What do you say? What could be the key elements of effective email copywriting for businesses in e-commerce? How could they write or craft compelling messages, maybe with the use of AI or without using AI? Martin and Damien, you could all answer this.
First, you need to have an idea about what actually are all the elements inside an email that are important to write down, to personalize. Because personalized written content always converts better. People want to relate to your content. That makes it more easy to find your audience and also for them to relate to your product. If we make a list of those things, the most important things are the subject line, the preview text, the header inside the email, the body text, and the call to action. And you can use an AI tool to write these things out for you and to come up with different ideas. But indeed, Damien also already mentioned that it can backfire. If you depend on a tool too much while actually not having a clear marketing strategy in mind on who your audience is and why they buy from you, then it will be very hard to write copy that is compelling. But if you have a great idea about what your business archetype is, like what's your personality and what are the personas of your audience and what are their motivations, their driving factors for purchase, then you can have a really great subject line, preview text, body, and call to action.
Last but not least, I want to give some seeds and nutrition for D2C brands. And I want to ask from you all four quick questions and answers. The first is, what books or influencers would you recommend to read or follow as a DTC brand?
There are so many, but someone that I really love to follow is Alex Hormozi. This is a sales guy and entrepreneur from America. And he started with a brand called Gym Launch, which has gone insanely big because he is practically franchising gyms. And now he has another business called acquisition.com, and he has a YouTube channel, and he's sharing so much valuable sales knowledge, which I find information that every e-commerce owner should know about.
The second one is, what is the biggest mistake that DTC brands could make, the single biggest one?
I would say not following their vision and mission. That would be the biggest one. And if it's a well-known brand such as Apple, but they are actually not following their vision, then I think customers, like loyal customers, can jump to Samsung, for example. That's for the bigger brands.
It's also really hard to grow a business that you're not a fan of yourself, because in the end, you have to put in the hours. And if it's not close to your heart, if you're not sticking to your mission and vision, then that's going to be hard.
I hope you guys are a fan of Finest Marketing.
Definitely.
We are. So Martin, you said is writing down a vision and a mission, but you're actually not standing behind it, right?
Yeah, or detouring a vision and mission.
If people do that, I think that would be the biggest, the number one mistake. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Because there's zero passion behind it then. Maybe 1%.
Yeah, you won't be able to do an 80-hour work week. Because that's also, that's the shadow side of e-commerce. Like, there are also really hardworking people working on their brands. And yeah, like, if you look at social media and everything, you only see the good parts. But it's actually people like buying Lamborghinis and stuff, right? But it's actually also really dedicated work. And if you have no feeling for the brand that you have to work so hard for, then it's gonna end up in failure.
The third question is, could you tell me your quick growth tip related to D2C brands that they could apply maybe after that they listen to this podcast?
If you start with email marketing, there are a bunch of tools out there that you can just integrate with your shop really easily, and they probably have an abandoned cart template which you can launch within 10 minutes. So my quickest win would be just turning on an abandoned cart for your shop.
Yes, I agree with you. But what I would do, and I for sure would integrate email marketing and SMS marketing, but first start with email marketing. But I would look at, are there any leaks within my company, within the web shop, that I can fill up? And with leak, I mean revenue that's leaking out of your company. And then Martin, he said the email marketing, because if you haven't set up email marketing, then around 20% of your revenue is leaking out of your company. And it is a gap that you can easily fill up with not too much knowledge. And then, of course, you can optimize it by getting more knowledge about email and SMS marketing, or maybe hiring an agency that already has experience, a lot of experience with email and SMS marketing, going multi-channel, so not only focusing on Facebook, but also on email marketing, on Facebook, TikTok, maybe influencer marketing. The bigger picture, I would look at, are there any leaks within my company? Understanding the leaks within your company, what is the missing revenue opportunity? And then fill up the biggest leak within your company.
Great. And the last question is, Martin, you mentioned tools. What are the tools that DTC brands could use for growth, in your two's opinion?
Our favorite tool is Klaviyo at the moment, but there are a bunch of tools out there. It's not a one size fits all. Sometimes different brands have different needs. I know that there are also softwares out there that are specialized in certain niches. For example, so if you want to do email marketing for fashion, then maybe Klaviyo is not the best choice you have, but it can be. The only way to really find that out is to dive into the features that they offer, the pricing model, of course, because it has to be profitable for your business as well. But I would just recommend going to a site like g2.com, which is a software recommendation website. It's where you can like see all the features next of each other. You can see reviews, you can read use cases. So it's really valuable to orientate yourself before you decide on a tool.
Thank you, Martin and Damien, to give the listeners this tremendous amount of value. And thanks for accepting my call.
Of course.
Yes, likewise, Miklos. Thank you for giving this opportunity to talk here. It was really fun talking with you and with you, Martin.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully people can learn from this. And
till next time.
Till next time.
And don't forget to try these tips today. For more seeds and nutrition, stay tuned for the next episode.